This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, July 26, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Evangelical leader Tim LaHaye has gone to be with the Lord. During his 70 years of ministry, LaHaye founded a school system of 10 Christian schools and formed a Christian college in San Diego, California. In the early 1960s, he helped Dr. Henry Morris found the Institute for Creation Research. Later in his life, he co-authored the Left Behind fictional book series that sold 62 million copies. He was among the best-selling Christian authors in the last century, second only to C.S. Lewis. LaHaye is survived by his wife Beverly, 4 children, 9 grandchildren, and 16 great-grandchildren. He was 90 years old. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. Revelation 14:13. 2 teens were killed and 17 wounded at a Florida nightclub shooting Sunday night. The swimsuit party, sponsored by the Fort Myers Club Blue, was just letting out after midnight when the mass shooting began. The youngest victim was 12 years old. CNN also reports that 7 of the 9 victims in the Munich shootings last week were also teenagers. 47 people were shot in Chicago over the weekend, and 5 were killed. The city has experienced 268 homicides so far this year, a 64% increase over the previous year. However, the American city with the highest murder rate in the world remains St. Louis, Missouri, at 1 per 1,000, or 7 times higher than Chicago's murder rate. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they have not known. Isaiah 59:8. Thousands of protesters descended on the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia yesterday, mostly opposed to Hillary Clinton as the 2016 presidential nominee. It was a mix of Green Party supporters, Bernie Sanders supporters, and communists. Several protesters told news reporters they could see no substantial difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Churches running public school buildings in Australia are in trouble for preaching on the sin of homosexuality. They also preach that God will judge sexual sin and that Jesus Christ offers life and hope. After a media attack on several churches for recent sermons alluding to homosexuality, the New South Wales Department of Education announced an investigation, pointing out that the department's policy, quote, does not allow any group or church to use school grounds to preach homophobic messages, unquote. The SBS News report was particularly put off with the Lakes Christian Church's reference to Leviticus 20. Proverbs 28:9 says, "He that turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." Scotland, another post-Christian country, is now being touted as the most pro-homosexual nation in the world. The Guardian points out that 4 out of 6 leaders of the major political parties in Scotland have declared themselves to be habitual in some form of homosexual sin. This includes the Labour Party leader, the Conservative Party leader, the UKIP Party leader, and the Green Party leader. Christian persecution is on the rise in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, but so are conversions. Christian Freedom International reports that 91,000 Muslims in Bangladesh have come to Christ in just the last 6 years alone. One pastor told the UK Express that he began ministering to one Muslim family 20 years ago. Now he says, quote, almost 1,500 believers from Muslim backgrounds are glorifying God in this area, unquote. Radical attacks on Christian homes and places of worship in Egypt have exploded in the past year. According to Christian Today, 3/4 of the Christians in the Middle East live in Egypt, and the Coptic bishops there are warning that the attacks are getting out of control. Sandra Elliott, program director for International Christian Concern, told The Worldview that the increase of the attacks is due to willful negligence on the part of government officials.
Violence has been a pretty constant thing for a long time. but I think the recent total, basically criminal negligence in the police has kind of sent a message to Muslims in the country that they can get away with anything. So it's kind of enabling an increase in this trend of violence because no one's being prosecuted. These guys are getting away with it completely.
University of Florida linebacker Christian Garcia told the Associated Press that, quote, God had me in the right place at the right time, unquote. Garcia is being touted as a hero for intervening on an attempted assault on a woman outside of a restaurant in Gainesville, Florida, last Thursday night. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, July 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.